Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drop, Drop Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the homemade broadcast.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program, folks. Recording back from home. Back home again this week. Busy as hell. Again. Just can't make it. You know, it's good having opportunities to do stuff. Doing lots and lots of radio. I work all the goddamn time. I don't know what day it is anymore. I had to ask the old lady at work what day it was today. She said, it's Wednesday. I went, oh, farts. I didn't know. I thought it was Tuesday. I thought I had more time. Nope. I don't have more time. But, you know, it's all good. These things will pay off eventually. I hear. If you just keep plugging away and yell aimlessly into the abyss, eventually somebody might yell back and maybe grab you. It could happen. I don't know. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. It's always open, ready to go for you. HMBRadio.com is the website. If you head over there this week, you can read about Tampa Bay Buccaneer offensive lineman Alex Kappa. He did something that was amazing, and you don't even have to like football in order to appreciate it. He continued playing after a brutal injury. And it was amazing to find out about this. The guy freaking broke his damn arm. I know I'm spoiling it, and there's really no reason for you to read the article now. Go over there and check it out, but still do it. You know, just for me, just to help me out. Go over there, check it out. You can actually watch the play where it happened. But he broke his arm early in the second quarter against the New Orleans Saints a week and a half ago now, and it wasn't even like fourth quarter or anything. It's half the game still left to play. Actually, almost three quarters of the game still left to go. Broke his freaking arm. Now, if you're not into football and you don't know what the hell, you know, who cares type thing, you're blocking. You're using your arms to block. That's his job. That's the only thing he does. And you need your arm not to be broken in order to do that. But this guy is so tough, a man's man, that he just continued playing. Thought it was a bruise. So I'm sure it's just bruised. Nope. Confirmed later it was broken. That's when men were men, though. My God. That's the kind of man every man strives to be. Just to go through. Like, I want to be like my grandfather. My grandfather, William George Canopic, who I was named after, served in World War II, was a sailor, and he just died when he was in his I guess early 40s, late 30s. I mean, I don't want to die that part, die early, but that guy, you know, he was a stubborn man. He was raised during the Depression. He was, you know, he was a sailor. He was in the Navy. He went to war, and he had appendicitis. Didn't know it. His appendix burst. And he just thought, oh, it must be just gas. I should just be farting. I'll just be farting the rest of the night. I'll be okay. And then he just died. And that's what people did back then. That's when men were men, they keeled over and died at an early age and left their wives with many small children to raise on their own. That's what happened. That's when people, you didn't hear anything about, you know, gender-specific bathrooms anymore. I don't know what bathroom to use back then. They didn't worry about that stuff. That's when people were actual human beings that were worried about dying. People don't have any fear of death anymore. But, yeah, I want to be like William George Canopic, except not die, but I want to be like Alex Kappa. Let's put it that way. I don't want to be able to play with a broken arm. I want to be hobbled and still play. I want to be like my grandmother, who got left with three small children after her husband dropped dead. One of them, okay, so check this out. I remember my grandmother, my bubby, telling me this a long time ago, and I was amazed, still stuck with me. It's her first husband, right? She's like 19 or something. She's very young because that's what they did. She got married to get out of her parents' house because that's what you did back then. She found a guy and he said, I'll marry you if you let me bang you. And she goes, all right, I guess that's fine. So I put a bunch of babies in her. And then he's changing a tire on the side of the road. And some drunk driver just ran him over, hit him, killed him. And this is how cold they were back then. She hears the phone ring. She's got a baby in her arms. And hello, answers the phone. And the nurse on the other end goes, yeah, is this Ruth? She goes, yep. And then he goes, oh, is your husband, I can't remember her first husband's name. Sorry, dude. She goes, yeah, that's my husband. She goes, oh, he's dead. She goes, what? He goes, yeah, he's dead. He got hit by a car. And she said she just dropped the phone and, like, almost dropped the kid. Like, held on to the kid, dropped the phone, and just was like, holy crap, what am I supposed to do? And this is when ladies don't go out and find a job. You know, now you just go get a job and support yourself. Now she's got three kids. What is she going to do? Here comes William George Canopic. War's over. He's, trolling for Poontang. Now it's his time. So he gets in there, and she told me, yeah, I didn't even really like him. I didn't like him that much. He was, but he wouldn't leave me alone. So I just decided to go with him after a while. I was very persistent, so I just went. I loved him, you know. She grew to really have fond affection for him. And I remember her talking, you know, about when she passed that she would see him again and how excited she was for that. But initially, no, didn't like him. He was kind of a weird stalker that wouldn't leave her alone, wouldn't take no for an answer. And she just went, all right, well, I got, you know, three kids here, and I need an income coming in, so I guess I'll let you, you know, bang me or whatever for a while and put some more babies in me, and we'll just do that, I guess. But over time, that led to real, genuine affection. Still makes me feel a little uncomfortable, but that's just the way life was back then. That wasn't uncommon. That was just a thing that people did. I'm sure your grandmother was a whore, too. I don't know, but, you know, unless she's just stuck with your granddad. I guess they did that, though. The divorce wasn't a thing, really, until, I guess, like, our parent, my generation's parents, or baby boomers, kind of started that the notion of divorce. So I guess they all just kind of stuck together. But yeah, people died. I mean, people die today too. You just hear it, and you're dead. And the world just kind of moves along, chugs along. But oh my God, how scary! I admire my grandmother so much for that, just being alone with three kids, and then moved down to Florida from Philadelphia area, and just opened a business, opened a laundromat down here in Largo, Florida. And she used to do all this. She's telling me about all the famous wrestlers that would come in. Wrestling's big here. Still is huge in the Tampa Bay area. A lot of the wrestlers live down here. But it's kind of where one of the pinnacles was. And she would just, like, hang out with all these wrestlers. Probably bang some of them. I don't know. She was a single lady then. So I don't know what she was doing. Don't really like to think about it. She was a precious angel. But, you know, you live your life. She managed to get it done and... you know, raised a family, and now she's dead, too. So, anyway, 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. Go check it out. Read the story about Alex Kappa. And on Fridays, new HMB Sides podcast comes out, and I hope I get one up. I hope I got one up this past week. I'm trying. I'm losing track of the date and time, but I'm going to do my best to get one up this Friday. And those are only available on hmbradio.com and on the podcast RSS feed. So please do subscribe at just put HMB Radio, all one word. That should be enough. But if you want to add Tampa Bay in there just to be sure, that will definitely work. Hit the subscribe button, share it with a friend. You know, this is little stuff, and it really does help me out. So I appreciate you doing it. If you want some stickers and magnets and stuff, I'll happily send you some free of charge. Just slip into my DMs, cuz, at @home_made_man. On Instagram and Twitter. And you can always email me too at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there too. Radio STPETE. And you can find them on Instagram and Twitter. Facebook still around. I think it's useless at this point, but it's still around. HMB Radio, all one word, and RadioSaintPete.com on Facebook. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvi Salon and Spa. Truvi, T-R-U-V is in victory. Y, salonandspa.com is a hair place. You get your hair done there if you're a lady. Fellas, you get your hair cut there too. It's all good. Chrissy Parker will do that for you. But mostly for the ladies. You know, the holidays are coming up. You're going to want to be looking good for that. So why not get a haircut? It's amazing what hair, just the change of the hair can do to a woman's look. I mean, it can really, could be disastrous if you go to the wrong place. That's why you want to go to Truvi Salon and Spa and get the good stuff from Chrissy Parker over there. But, you know, it just totally changes the dynamic. You get some high heels on, you get a nice dress on, nice red dress, you're going in for Christmas, you get your hair done, and wow, it's such a game changer. And you want to look good for your family, okay? You want to show them up, you want to show them, I'm not a loser, Mom. Look at my haircut. She's going to be like, wow, that's something special. I was wrong about you. So make your appointment today. It's located in St. Petersburg at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in good old St. Pete. Make your appointment online. Truvi, T-R-U, V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. This week in local news, St. Pete. Oh, St. Pete. St. Pete's sewage woes has been a thing for, gosh, many years. Many years this stuff has been going on. The sewage stinks. See. St. Pete considers law forcing homeowners to repair sewer pipes, their own sewer pipes. What the hell? St. Petersburg continues to make progress fixing its sewage system, but the city may soon ask homeowners to foot the bill in fixing their own pipes. This from Fox 13. Public Works Administrator Claude Tankersley says the city is spending millions to restore the aging system, but it's time for homeowners to take on some of that burden. City Council will consider a new law that will force property owners to fix sewage pipes that runs from the house to the street. Homeowners would be informed by the city if their pipe needed to be fixed or replaced after testing the pipe by pumping in smoke. Hell yeah, blaze it 420. If they see smoke coming up through the grass, The homeowner would then be put on notice. Uh-oh. Jeffrey Jew, that's racist, unfortunate, is a homeowner in St. Petersburg, and he says that his pipe seemed to drain just fine, but he has no clue whether the pipe connecting to his home, connecting his home to this, wait, what? Jeffrey Jew, I didn't mess that up to read that twice, by the way, just letting you know. Jeffrey Jew is a homeowner in St. Petersburg and says his pipe seemed to drain just fine, but he has no clue whether the pipe connecting to his home to the city system. I swear to God, that's what that says. That's not me reading bad. On a sunny day, it's estimated that 2/3 of the sewage coming into St. Petersburg treatment centers is actually groundwater that gets through leaky pipes rather than coming directly from homes. Whoa, that's a lot. It adds a significant amount of water to the system. It doesn't need to be there, Tankersley pointed out. Half the sewage pipes in the city are privately owned, so the city says it's ready to take bold steps with the new law. We would be one of the first in Florida, Tankersley said. The city is considering a rebate program to help homeowners with the potential thousands needed for repairs, but nothing has been put on paper. We are not entering into this ignoring the impact to the public. We are not, but we also can't fail to do anything, Tankersley said. The city says this is more about awareness than enforcement. Some homeowners say that will remain to be seen, okay? City council members will hear the proposal on November 7th with the final vote coming in December. So, yeah, homeowners, just another reason to get the hell out of St. Petersburg. Everybody, get the hell out of here. I've had it with you people. Enough. This is our town. Damn it. No, I'll leave. It's cool. I'm going to get to the point. I'm sure most of you are as we get pushed more and more to the outskirts. We're almost in Pinellas Park at this point is basically what I'm saying. Just incorporate this into Pinellas Park to keep the nice little downtown. That is St. Petersburg. Central Avenue is St. Petersburg. The rest of it, just Pinellas Park comes in, eats it up. They don't care if groundwater is leaking into the city. They don't give a crap. Dump that bitch into the ocean. Look, it's water. It's water, okay? Flush it down there. Throw it into the ocean. Nobody gives a crap. Are you concerned about this? Are you rich? 813-693-2124. Is this fair? Is this plan to get the city to say, hey, you need to fix your stuff, man? 813-693-2124. I want to hear what you think. Or HMBRadio.com. Click the contact page. You can share your thoughts there.
The homemade broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The homemade broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcasts.com. HomemadePodcastsWithAnS.com is a media consulting company focusing on podcasting. I believe in this company. It's my company, okay? If you want to do some podcasting, don't know how to start, you better get in now, man. It's already saturated as hell. But maybe you just want to do it as a hobby or something. It's super fun. I love it. I think you might like it too. You know, I just read a story about this guy that's from the Tampa Bay area, and he started a true crime. Everybody loves true crime. That's the new thing. Murderers and stuff like that. People love that crap. So he started just a true crime podcast. I wish I could remember the name of it now. That would help. But he's making a fortune, making a bunch of money just doing his podcast now. God, I'm so jealous. That's what I want to do. But he found a niche. He ran with it and it ended up paying off for him. So maybe you got an idea about a podcast that you want to do and don't know how to start. Well, I can help you. You can leave a text or voicemail on the HMB radio line at 813-693-2124. You can visit me at homemadepodcastswithans.com. There's some testimonials there. I've worked with Creative Loafing Tampa. I did their podcast for a while when they were doing it. So I know what I'm doing, believe it or not. I know how to get stuff up on iTunes and all that crap because you're listening to it right now. So you know that I'm not lying. And I got testimonials up there. So go check out the website, homemadepodcast.com, and leave a message, 813-693-2124, and I'll get back to you. Let's work together. Or if you're interested in maybe just supporting this podcast, that would be great. I would love that. I was thinking about maybe trying to do a Patreon thing. I just don't know if it would be worth it or if I even have the time to do it. But, you know, if you want to maybe advertise or something, maybe you got a local business here in the area and you want a cheap way to advertise, well, this would be the way to do it. You know, this airs on Radio St. Pete. It airs on podcasts. I talk about it. I talk about the podcast incessantly on the radio all the time. So it's a decent way to get your name out there. And if you don't have a lot of money, it's a perfect way to do it. So visit me at hmbradio.com, click the contact page, and let's work together. So I wanted to talk about, this is a kind of an impromptu bedtime, even though it's just the kitchen counter time, since I'm sitting at my beat laboratory right here at home this week. And I wanted to talk about awful people. What did I talk about? Bad humans. I wanted to talk about people on Facebook that ask for rides. Now, it is 2019, almost 2020. It's the future, man. When the movies talked about the future, this is the years that they talked about. This was the dystopia when it happened. And in a way, you know, the movies kind of became true. We kind of live in a weird time now. So I want to talk about people. I see this all the time. And it's folks asking for rides. By the way, totally fine with this. However, I don't like this second part. When they say, hey, I'm arriving at Tampa International from my trip. I'm going to be there. Can anyone pick me up? I'll give you money. Now, there's a service now, many services. I mean, taxis have been around for, so many years. Long time. But now, there's a service called Uber and Lyft. Now, what they do is, for a ride, they'll give you a ride, but you give them money in exchange. So why don't you just call an Uber, Hasswipe? And my theory is it's not even about, you know, I think they want to put it out there to be like, listen, I'm traveling. I'm somebody. I'm traveling the country. I'm just letting you know because I know you think I'm a bum, but I'm not. Clearly I'm not because I'm making moves. I'm moving around the planet here on an airplane. That's not accessible to everybody. Plane tickets are expensive, but I do it, you know? And if your peasant ass will come pick me up, I'll give you some cash to throw in your gas tank. And I put that on Twitter, and some people liked it. And other people were like, I don't know. You know, I don't really mind picking my friend up, you know, if they give me a little bit of gas money, maybe, you know, buy me a meal. And I go, you're a bad friend. You're a bad friend. I don't have a problem saying, can somebody give me a ride from the airport? That would be really nice. Any of my friends out there? Now, you should just text your friend. You have closer friends than others. You don't just want, you know, one of your Facebook friends, acquaintances to come pick you up. Call one of your real friends. But I would have no problem going to the airport and picking my friend up. And if they gave me $10 afterwards, I would be offended by that. Just be like, no, now you know, you kind of owe me next time. If I ever need a ride, you come pick me up. That's how friendship works. But you know what? Even if you don't, that's fine. Because you're my friend, and I want you to get home safe. I want you to have an enjoyable ride. I have no problem not getting anything out of this deal. So I really do think it's like a look at me. I'm traveling the globe thing. And people who say, yeah, I have no problem, you know, doing it unless if they buy me a meal and stuff. You're a bad friend, dude. You gotta just do stuff for people sometimes out of the kindness of your heart. You don't do stuff just to get something out of it. I've done stuff. I've helped people move just to put it in my back pocket when I was younger because I was moving a lot. And I wanted to be able to call them and be like, you owe me. You owe me. I helped you move. Now it's your time. And you know what most of those people said? They went, no, I can't help you. I have a wife. I can't. I have a family. I can't help you move. And some of them did in their defense, you know. And I keep those people. They're in the front of the brain here. But most of them go, no, I'm not helping you. So now when people ask me to help them move, I go, absolutely not. I'm 30. I'm going to be 35 years old now. And thank God now, most of the people that I know are rich. So they just call, you know, a moving company and pay. I remember one of my friends was like, yeah, it's not that bad. I moved the whole house for like $1,000. I went, holy crap, $1,000. That sounds like I would do it myself. But I'm looking around their house and they have so much crap. And I'm just going, yeah, just pay $1,000. It would be so much easier. You don't have to inconvenience people. I'll buy pizza. Pizza will be provided. Oh, you spent $5.99 on a Little Caesars pizza and now we're even? No. I'm not doing it. At least get some West Shore or something. Some good pizza. Some Old Northeast pizza. Not this, you know, Hungry Howie's carryout. Pizza's still pizza. Pizza's good. Absolutely not. No, pizza will be provided. No thanks. If you're still doing that in your 30s, you need to reconsider your life. And if you should be alive on the planet. It's not good. It's not a good thing to be asking for people to move. So people ask me, I got a pickup truck. Hey, can I use your truck? No, absolutely not. No chance. I had somebody ask me that the other day. Hey, you have a pickup truck, right? This is somebody that I know, but I don't really know that. If they're a close friend, yeah, absolutely. Hell yeah. But this is an acquaintance, and she did the same thing. She did the, hey, you have a pickup truck, right? I'll give you $50. I just need you to drive. I could use the $50. That sounds pretty good. Low risk, low impact. But no, absolutely not. I don't have brakes on my truck in the back. I have them on the front. Okay, I can stop. But if I'm hauling something heavy, then I'm not going to be able to stop in time if I need to. This person lives in Tampa. Yeah, it's a good deal. 50 bones. Could use it. But no, I don't need it that bad. You can't be desperate. And that's almost one of those things, too. It's like, are we friends? Or is this one of those things where you just want to let me know that you're better than me type of thing? I'll give you $50. Screw you. You know what? I'll tell you what. Apologize and Venmo me $50 right now, and we'll call it even. How about that? No, definitely not doing that. No chance. So just, if you want to give somebody a ride from the airport, just give them a ride. Do it out of the kindness of your heart. Don't do it because now they owe you. It's not the move. It's not a good way to do things. You know, karma is not real. Most people will let you down in life. That's just part of life. But you'll know that you did a solid for somebody, and that should make you feel good. You're gonna save them the $50 in an Uber ride. Everyone's saying it costs so much money to get them home. No, it doesn't. That $50, you know, that's what everybody's saying. No, that's not true. It's like 30, maybe $30 at most. But if you can't break off $30 and you just went on a trip, you shouldn't be going on a trip, man. You don't have enough money. So, yeah, don't inconvenience people just to make yourself feel better. And I guarantee you nobody jumps at the opportunity. Every time I see somebody saying, hey, can you give me a ride? You know, from the airport, they go, oh, man, if I lived in Florida, I totally would. No, you wouldn't. Why are you lying? You're lying right now. Oh man, I got to work. Well, why don't you call out of work then? Just say, hey, work. I'll be out, you know, for an hour. I'm going to take a little bit longer of a lunch. I know if you work for a corporation, that's going to be a little tough. But if you work, you know, at a restaurant, you can just tell, hey, can you cover for me for an hour? You know, I got to go pick my friend up from the airport. If they're, you know, friendly, if they're a decent human being, the person has to stay over an hour, go, sure. Yeah, I can do that for you. This is how a community works. You know, we got to get each other's back. You know, we're a big tribe here. And we got to be nice to each other. So don't offer me money to take you home from the airport. Don't take money from somebody who asks you to, you know, pick them up from the airport. No, you can't use my truck. No, I'm not going to help you move, and I won't ask you. Deal? Fantastic. Wonderful.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
813-693-2124 is a voice and text line. Any comments, concerns, any of that good stuff can be lobbied there. HMBradio.com is the website. There's a contact page. Same thing. Emails up there, Instagram, Twitter, where to follow the show, follow me. Well, it's easy. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. HMB Radio on Facebook. Follow Radio St. Pete as well. Radio STPETE. That's Radio St. Pete. And you can find them on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at RadioSt.Pete.com over there. But if you put in Radio St. Pete, it's going to pop up. You're going to be able to follow that, and I encourage you to do so. So this week on Stay Woke, or actually I think this was even a little bit older one. This might have been from a few weeks ago. We were talking about my mother found my YouTube clips, and I guess she listens to them, which I didn't know, which is kind of cool, but also a little scary, because I don't really want her to know who I am. I want her to have a conception about me as her son that isn't real, but in her mind, she'll be like, oh, this is my son, and he's my special boy. That's kind of what I want, but that didn't happen. So we talk about that, and then I think I blew a threesome opportunity when I was younger, and I didn't even realize it until that moment. So we talked about that, and Stay Woke is a radio program, by the way, that can be heard on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay every Monday through Friday, technically Tuesday through Saturday, but weeknights at midnights, theboneonline.com. You can listen to it live, 102.5 The Bone on your radio dial, or you can get The Bone app, because you can get Stay Woke, you can get The Mike Calta Show, Drew Garabo Live, Roger and JP, The Soul Brother Kevin Show, The Johnny B Show, plus all the other excellent original programming that The Bone provides. One of the only talk stations in the country, FM talk stations. People are hilarious on it. I'm honored to be a part of that station. It was my dream, and now I'm doing it, and now I'm miserable. But that's okay, you know, things will get better, you know? So this is a clip from that program, and let's listen to it.
All right, Will, sometimes we struggle with happiness in the workplace, you know, right?
Oh,
maybe
sure.
Days you might be a little bit tired, you know, we're both working
every
two
day.
Jobs. Mm-hmm. Everybody that I know that works at nighttime is working two jobs for the most part. Sometimes it can be a little tedious, but and sometimes you could be drained, fatigued. Maybe you're feeling even a little bit hopeless. But there is a technique that you can use to kind of get yourself out of that funk.
Mm.
What you need to do to be happy at work, according to New York Post and Virginia Backtails, who wrote this article, focus on career growth, not money. All right. Thanks for that.
Uh-huh.
She can obviously pay her bills with whatever one job that she has, but it says what you need to do is focus on the long term, okay? Don't just focus on the day, but why are you in this job to begin with, right? Are you in it because it's a means to an end? Are you in it to provide for your family? Are you in it because it's a temporary thing and you're hoping that it will be a launching pad to a next step, a bigger and better venture? Hopefully, fingers crossed. You know, that's kind of what I view what we do here, sort of a thing. I hope this isn't the end all be all. I hope this is like a launching pad onto the next bigger and better thing. We'll see. I'm very happy being here. And it's funny, like, I didn't realize like how unique The Bone is. I really, really appreciate working here and the talent that we have here and just the variety that we have and just the freedom that we have to say the things that we want to say. Sometimes I'm even shocked that we're getting away with it, but it's what the people want, Will. They like the real, they like the raw, they like the authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I realized. When I see other people, whether they be comedians or just regular people or other radio personalities or basically anybody, the more authentic you are and the more transparent you are, even if I don't think that that's maybe I don't really like your character, I appreciate that quality about you, that you're unafraid to be who you really are. And if people like it, they like it. And if they don't, they don't.
Yeah. It was funny. I actually saw my mom on last weekend, and she was talking about how she listened to the show the other day. And I was like, oh. And then she goes, wow, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about you. Just put it that way. And I can't remember what we were talking about, but it must have been sex stuff or drug stuff or something.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm an open book on there. And she goes, yeah, I know. And I don't know if that was like disappointment or like wonderment.
Was she making eye contact?
She was. She was definitely looking in my soul when she was saying these things to me. So I don't think she was like, she's very open-minded and very accepting. So I don't think she was judging me per se.
I think she was concerned.
I think she was a little just like, I thought I knew you and maybe I didn't. Like, I had you locked down. You're my son.
Well,
but maybe she learned some things that maybe she didn't even consider.
Right. My dad said almost the exact same thing to me this weekend, where he was just like, we were talking about something, and he's like, well, I think we were talking about drugs or something. And he's like, well, I know that you've done that or something. And I go, oh, how do you know that? And he's like, because you have a lot easier time talking about it on the air than you do telling me to my face.
Yeah,
which is true. Like, I can't look at my dad and be like, I did shrooms. You know, that's weird. But I can say it on the air, no problem. That's fine. It doesn't matter, you know?
It's one of those things where I kind of feel like whenever I learn something, when somebody came forward with some sort of information, you think that they're the only person in the world, you know, that's gone through these things or feels this way. And then when you start, and I went, oh, wow, I thought I was the only one who felt this way. And it turns out there's somebody else that feels this way. And there's a lot of people that feel certain things, even if it's taboo or weird or whatever. So I was like, I need to do that. I feel like that's what makes people successful, especially in this business, is being able to admit things about yourself that are maybe embarrassing, maybe people would judge you for. And you just got to be like, look, this is who I am. And I'm not, it's hard sometimes to do that
stuff. Yeah, of course.
Because you don't want to, there's always a persona that you want to have where, especially in radio, everybody's got an ego. Everybody thinks that they're the best. In order to do this stuff, you have to have that to say that I'm the best, because you're just a person and you have to say I'm worth listening
to. It's like the rappers. It's like the same sort of ego as like a rapper would have.
Absolutely.
Where you gotta be like, I'm number one, and I'm like, maybe number two.
I understand it. Like it drives me insane, but I'm like, I get it. This is how this business is. You know, everybody thinks that they're the best, and
I certainly do not, obviously.
Well, I think we're not as jaded as some of these other people that have been doing it for 25 years and 30 years.
Sure.
You know, so I'm sure it will, if we find any sort of success, especially in this business, then prepare for our heads to explode.
Yeah, I know that I remember having a conversation with you probably about a year and a half ago about this very matter, about just being an open book and being authentic, and I think that people do appreciate that. Like, I share a lot of my idiosyncrasies. Like, I don't think I do a lot of, like, taboo stuff, but I do a lot of, like, weird stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
it's like
square.
The OCD, and it's like the weird eating, and like I know I'm weird. I'm not trying to defend it. It's just it is what it is. And if somebody else can call in and be like, I also touch the doorknob 1,000 times, and my new thing now is I have to like check 1,000 times that I turn off my lights on my car. So like usually, and I've done this a few times where I pull up to your place, and you'll see me like sit in the car for like 30+ seconds. I'm checking to see if the lights are off. I know they're off.
Yeah.
But I'm having a moment. I'm going through a ritual. I need to just do it. Yeah. Get it out.
I got some of those things too. Like I have to make sure the door's locked a million times at night. So I feel like I got my own mental illness that I deal with. But I mean, you know, we can talk about it and be honest about it. And there's a lot of people who have this sort of stuff too. And I think it probably is when I heard people do it for the first time, and I was like, oh my God, I thought I was the only one that I don't have a good example off the top of my head, but it was either somebody on a podcast or radio that said something where I was like, oh my God, I felt so alone on that. And it turns out there's somebody else that feels that way. So, I mean, as long as you're not murdering people or
Right, or like banging kids, don't be doing that.
Yeah,
or don't tell anyone you're doing that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Yeah. Gotta draw a line in the sand. But it's comforting. It's like, wow, I thought I was alone.
Right.
And then knowing that you're not alone. No matter what it is, you're not alone.
Right. And also, I feel like it's also good to just combat social media where everybody is putting their best foot forward.
Selves.
And it's like, dude, it is such a goddamn lie. Like, even today, I really don't post on Facebook very much just because, you know, that's where my 70-year-old aunt lives. Like, that's where they live. That's what they do now. They've taken it over. I don't want it anymore. I'm on the gram. That's where I live. But, you know, I had some new headshots. Shout out to Joe Sale, a.k.a. the magician of Tampa Bay. He really did it. They're fantastic pictures. And, I mean, I look kind of like myself, but, you know, he dressed him up a little bit.
Way better version of yourself.
Shout out to Joe Sale. I'm going to actually post his information on our Stay Woke Facebook page, so check that out. I'll also post the headshot so you can get a look at it. Oh. But where everyone is putting their best foot forward is social media, right? Look how great my life is. Look how awesome my kids are. Look how great my job is. And look how pretty my girlfriend is and all this stuff. Let me tell you, everybody is miserable. Nobody likes themselves. That's what people are going through. And they're just begging. They're thirsty for likes. I'm no different. I like likes. I'm constantly checking Facebook now to see, okay, let's see who liked us. Oh, I knew you would. You mother effer. You didn't call me back, but you liked my photo. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. You know, we're all doing the same sort of thing, all trying to get validated, all likes. But let me tell you, I can't even describe, especially recently, I'd say probably in the last 3 months, when I see these awesome pictures, especially with like couples. Oh, my life's so great. So awesome. And you know what? These people are on the verge of, I almost said the F word, of effing disaster. Every moment of every day, they can't stand each other. They tell me personally. They tell friends of friends. It gets back to me. And I go, God, they're miserable. Next day, happy anniversary, sweetheart. It's like, are you freaking kidding me right now? Like, the last thing I want to do is, like, lie to the public. Just be silent about it. When things are bad with me, I just go silent. You're not going to be seeing it, you know. Like, my last breakup, there wasn't a big to-do. It was just like a fade. It was just, like, the lights slowly came down, and it was darkness. And then people, like, about a month ago, John Senning was like, did you and your boyfriend break up? I'm like, yeah, like a year ago. Oh, didn't know. Perfect. That's exactly what I wanted. There was no big to-do. There wasn't a... I've seen people give farewell addresses. It's like, dude, lay off. Lay off.
There's a lot of oversharing on those, you know, Facebook.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, they should have some sort of feature where whatever photos you're tagged in with that person, you can just nuke them and nuke all the statuses. Just if they're there. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't
absolutely
that be a good idea?
Because then suddenly it's like, do you want to remember this memory from 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You're like, no!
No.
No!
I always see, like, you see people that just keep those pictures up, too. Like, I would be, how do you feel about this? Because I think it would,
okay,
I would understand, but it would also bother me. Hmm. So let's say you meet somebody, you hit it off, and then you start dating, and you've been together 6 months now, and then they're not super active on Facebook or whatever, and then they only change their profile picture like once or twice a year,
okay,
and then they got a picture of them, and then the next picture in their Rolodex or whatever you call it,
yeah,
is a picture of her and her ex-boyfriend or him and his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
I understand it because that's in the past now, but
sure,
it's also like kind of out in the forefront.
Right.
You know, you still got pictures with this person on your social media. I understand, but also I'd be like, what the frig is this?
It's one of those weird things. I understand what you're saying, but it's like you don't want to show face that you've been hurt that bad.
To delete it,
to be like, I'm going to erase you from my life. You know, you're like, I can handle it. I can see a picture of your face and not be sad, you know, sort of a thing. Is it the better move? Probably, to just delete everything, forget about everything. But you think maybe I'll need this later on in life. Maybe we'll get to back together in 5 years, and then I've deleted all these memories. I think that's what a lot of people think too.
Oh, I think it's like a passive aggressive type thing. I think it's like, I'm gonna keep these up. Like, I don't even care.
I think that's what it is too.
I don't have pain, you know.
Right.
I can't look at this stuff. I can look at it
and be totally
bother me.
Exactly. I think honestly, that's probably what it is more so of.
Yeah.
I think so too. 727-579-1025. Asking a coworker out. Have you ever done that, Will?
Have I done that? I mean. No, I don't think I have, honestly.
It's probably not a good move, but I can't say that I haven't engaged with someone that I've worked with before. Usually not a good move. I had a situation in Detroit where I was working at a country club, and I went on like a few dates with the manager, who was like way younger than me, by the way. It was weird.
A manager was younger than
you? Yeah, like, but he was one of those guys that had been working there since he was like 14 and just kind of like went up the ranks, sort of a thing.
Up.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
His kingdom now, baby.
Yeah, so I moved to Detroit. He's like, hey, you want to go to the city with me and my friends? And I'm like, hell yeah. So our first kind of date, we went to downtown Detroit and I got a misdemeanor. So that was cool. That
nice.
Was a cool first date. Yeah, so we were kind of talking, doing a little this, a little that. And then all of a sudden it just stopped. Wasn't asking me to hang out anymore after work, do nothing. So I started to panic, obviously. I didn't know why I was even attracted to this guy. He wasn't very attractive. Not really even my type, but he had a swag. You know, he was a leader, and I liked that about him. He was, like, the oldest of, like, six kids, and he had to take care of his entire family. I think dad left. He was taking care of mom, bought a house. Like, I'm like, damn, that's a lot. And he was, like, 20 years old, 21 years old at the time. So I think I was very impressed by his, like, his hustle. And I remember one day I straight up, I don't know where I got the moxie or the balls to do this. I would never do this now. But I straight up called him on the phone and asked him what was going on. I'm like, why did I do that? Of course, he tells me that he's good. He doesn't want anything. You know, let's just be friends, whatever the jargon is. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And then I had to go to work the next day and see him. That was painful. Not because I, like, loved him so much, but, I mean, that just, like, my ego. And then I got to see him, and he's, like, looking at me. He's giving me this dumb smile. I'm like, oh, God. And I worked there for, like, another, like, 3 months. It's crazy.
Wow. Was it awkward for 3 months?
No, it was literally just really awkward, like, that first time that I saw him. Because I was like, I know what I did. Yeah. And he probably told everybody, like, she called me and asked what was going on. But I was in this state of mind where I just wanted to know. Like, I even wanted, a definitive no was better than, like, not knowing at that time. Yeah. And I was feeling bold in the moment, and I called him. I would never do that now. Now I feel like if you ignore me, like, that's a no. That's fine. I don't need you to tell me no to my face. But I feel like back then, like, I needed an answer. Like, that was important. Right. But it's like, I think now, like, dignity is a little bit more important. I'd like to walk away with a little dignity. Sure. You know,
it's tough with coworkers. I only had one. I think I just thought of this one that was actually she approached me.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty cool. I was working at a pharmacy at this time, and this girl had just started, and we kind of hit it off. I mean, she was kind of weird. She was a little bit of a weird white person.
Okay,
a little bit.
She's at the castle.
She was you know, pretty. You know, I liked her.
Are you trying to convince me or yourself?
Both.
Okay,
and I liked her and. We, you know, talked a lot on text, and then she was like sending me pictures and stuff. Like,
of her boobs?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, nice.
Nice. Yeah.
And then she's like, hey, let's hang out sometime. I'm like, yeah, let's do that. That'd be good. And we went, I can't even remember if I actually went or she told me this was going to happen, but she's like, yeah, let's go come see a movie with me. And I go, okay. And then she goes, and my friend. And I'm going, what? Now that I think about it, though, she might have been trying to do like a threesome type deal. And I was too dumb to know it. I was like, that's weird. I'm not going to go on a date with you and then your friend's going to be there. That's awkward. Dummy. I just thought about this. She was trying to hook up a threesome probably.
Nice.
And I totally blew it.
Idiot.
All right, there we go. Stay woke. Midnights 102.5 The Bone. TheBoneOnline.com. Get the Bone app because you can get the show on demand at your fingertips when you want it. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Comments, concerns, I welcome them. HMBradio.com is another way to get in touch. Go check it out, man. And with that, I'm going to leave you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, awesome, man. Appreciate you. You're the best. I hope you have a good week. HMB Sides on Friday. Don't forget about it. Subscribe to the podcast. Have a great one. Goodbye. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See you.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.